this?
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to the first, very first edition of the Computer Corner for the year 2006. It is Ken Colburn and Chad Pyle, whilst Mr. Disney is out on assignment in Colorado.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank
and
you.
To all of you out in Cyberland. If you're new to the show, we're here. We're the Data Doctors, and we're here to talk to you about anything and everything technology, primarily to answer those questions you have, those I don't want to wait on hold to talk to somebody in India for 2 hours questions. We can help you here if you can get through.
Well, I don't know that we can help them, but...
Oh, we can probably help better than 2 hours. 2 hours in Bangladesh. 602-277-5827. That's the number. Now is the time to call because in about 38 seconds, the lines will book up, and then it's just like trying to call tech support. Everybody's trying at once. So if you are technologically adept or comfortable, you can also go to our website, datadoctors.com. And click on the radio show section. There's a place for you to ask a question there, so you can just kind of type that in. Before you send your question out, though, we always ask, please review what you've typed and make sure it makes sense.
Just give it a once-over. Just a once-over.
We can only help if we can understand what the question is.
We only speak English.
And unlike the telephone lines, there's no jamming up. Just feel free, take your time, pop those in there. We'll read them off the air, and if they sound like there's something we can answer on the air, we'll do so. If it's not, we'll try to answer you off the air. So we offer you, as the Data Doctors, help throughout the week, but on the weekends we come in here to spend a couple hours with you to see if you can't learn, as the promo says, from others' pain. And really, users helping users. I can't think of a better way for other people to learn and be helped than to hear somebody do something, and the next time they're faced with that, they're going, oh, I remember that guy on the radio went left instead of right and caused himself a lot of grief. So, I mean, it's not as bad as sticking two lobsters down your pants. That's somebody that...
Don't they put little rubber bands around their...
Well, I think whoever this fish market was figured that this is a theft deterrent.
A security device.
You missed the Paul Harvey episode or the news that was on just beforehand. You'll know what I'm talking about. Or if you didn't hear it, you won't know what we're talking about. If you did, you know what we are.
You had to be there.
Let's forget about lobsters in the pants. Let's talk about gadgetry. Let's talk about the Consumer Electronics Show. Let's talk about the show of shows when it comes to our industry, the world of technology. And really, it's the ultimate toy show. If you've never had a chance to go up to Las Vegas, I've been going for almost 20 years. Back when I was in the audio-video business, that was a great show to go to. And, of course, now technology has kind of taken over.
It used to be called something else.
No, it was always the Consumer Electronics Show.
Oh, it was? Okay.
The funnest thing is to hear people talk about the CES show.
Yeah.
The Consumer Electronics Show, your show of shows. It's the Department of Redundancy Department. So we've got lots of links on our website, datadoctors.com. You can take a virtual tour of You were probably thinking of Comdex. It's not Comdex. It's the Consumer Electronics Show.
And Comdex is no more.
Comdex is no more. It got dwarfed by the Consumer Electronics Show. They were too close to it. Comdex was the computer-specific trade show. The CES is...
It's more broad.
The Consumer Electronics. So everything. Right. I mean, it's... You name it, it's there. And that's why it's the ultimate toy show. You can't spend... You couldn't... You could spend every minute of all 4 days. It started on Thursday. It ends tomorrow. You could spend every minute on the floor and not get to all of the exhibits. It is enormous.
That's what makes it so great, because even if you're not a computer geek, we're likely to be using a lot of this stuff in the future. I mean, it's really cool stuff.
And that's exactly it. You get to see the things that are likely to be on the shelves in the next 6 months to a year, or, you know, some of the stuff that's real long-term.
Yeah, or stuff that's just never going to happen, but... it's all cool to see.
Now, last year, was it 2 years ago, when we were doing our television show, we had the good fortune of going up with a camera crew.
Right.
And so we got to go in before everyone else and did the whole media thing. And that year, I named it the show of, the theme was solutions searching for a problem.
Right.
I mean, there was all these things. It was like, who would care about this? Who would ever want this? This year, we're seeing a lot of things, specifically when it comes to video and the internet and portable devices. And
a lot of wireless.
All that stuff's getting better and better and better. So
TVs are getting larger and clearer, crisper.
Absolutely. So when we come back from the news break, we're going to talk more about the Consumer Electronics Show. We're going to talk about some things that we have for you specific to the Windows Metafile tragedy that occurred last week, and if you haven't done so already, what you can do to protect yourself. And of course, your calls and questions, 602-277-5827 is the number. Write it down, but don't dial it, because it's too late for you. Wait till somebody hangs up and you can call in and try and get a hold of Mr. Chad Pyle or Mr. Ken Colburn here, the Data Doctors. We're here till 2 o'clock. Don't forget to visit us online, datadoctors.com, and you can see all what's going on in the Consumer Electronics Show. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, back after the news.
Do you remember what it was like to be young?
Let's party!
Feeling like no one understands you.
I can only be one thing, myself. But I don't even know what myself is anymore.
PBS presents a new documentary about two boys, Cody Perkins.
Me and my dad, we were best friends. I miss him a lot.
And Chris Johnson.
Everything was crashing before my eyes.
I don't know what's going to happen.
It's about knowing who you are.
Well, I don't have any parents anymore. I kind of feel God has replaced my parents.
Knowing who you could become.
This diploma means that I have a future.
And beating the odds.
I told you I'd make it there.
PBS and Frontline present a David Sutherland film, Country Boys. Monday night at 9 on Channel 8, Arizona PBS. When news breaks.
620 KTAR.
When traffic jams.
620 KTAR.
When weather erupts.
620 KTAR.
620 KTAR is the only radio station you need.
Arizona's news, traffic, and weather
on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Sleep America.
Here's a great New Year's resolution. In 2006, I will start sleeping better at night.
With a comfortable new mattress from Sleep America.
Sounds good to me, but this really is the best time to get a great deal on a new mattress. We're having our biggest year-end clearance sale ever.
Debbie's right. Every remaining 2005 model is clearance priced right now at Sleep America.
Clearance prices on Sealy, Simmons, Spring Air, Stearns & Foster's, Select Comfort.
Clearance prices on Kingsdown. Save up to $900.
Clearance prices on luxury mattresses, floor models, odds and ends.
Twin mattresses start at just $89. Queen sets from $199. Don't buy a mattress anywhere until you check out the terrific savings right now at Sleep America.
Sleep America, where America goes to sleep.
Sleep America's annual end-of-the-year clearance sales happening now. Terrific savings on hundreds of mattresses, queen-size sets as low as $199. 32 locations, including Fountain Hills and the new Target Center. Call 1-888-94-SLEEP.
Around the clock from Arizona's news, traffic, and weather station. This is News Radio 620 KTAR.
Doctors say there's been some improvement with the lone survivor of the West Virginia mine explosion. It's 12:30 and 74 at News Radio 620 KTAR. I'm Tammy Rose. We'll get to his condition in just a moment. Meanwhile, one of the men who died left a detailed note that shows he was alive at least 10 hours after the explosion. That's according to his daughter, Ann Meredith. Now for the very latest, here's ABC News.
Randall McCloy, the sole survivor of the West Virginia coal mine explosion, is doing dramatically better.